Today, the first hopeful signs in some time that North Korea might move toward dismantling its nuclear weapons program. You'll recall that North Korea tested its first atomic bomb last October. Today, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, diplomats from six countries were in China discussing some initial steps.
Arriving at the airport here this morning, North Korea's chief nuclear negotiator Kim Gai-gwan indicated that he was ready to get down to the nuts and bolts of nuclear disarmament. "We are prepared to discuss first stage measures," he said. "We are going to make a judgment based on whether the United States will give up its hostile policy and move towards peaceful coexistence." This represents a turnaround from December, when North Korea refused to discuss its nuclear programs until the U.S. lifted its financial sanctions on Pyongyang. But the deadlock seemed to break a bit last month when Kim met in Berlin with his U.S. counterpart, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill.
"I think we had a good first day today."
After today's discussions, Hill told reporters he expected the Chinese to present a draft plan of action on Friday.
We hope we can achieve some kind of joint statement here, and we'll have to see if we actually get that. And if we do, as I said, it'll be a good first step in terms of implementing the September statement.
North Korea agreed in principle in September 2005 to give up its nukes in exchange for energy aid and security guarantees. Hill did not go into the details of today's discussions, but a Japanese foreign ministry official briefed reporters on the condition that his name not be used. He said that the U.S., Japan, China, South Korea, and Russia were in agreement on the crucial first steps towards denuclearization for the DPRK, as North Korea is also known.
"What is needed is the shutdown and seal of the operations at nuclear-related facilities in Yongbyon by the DPRK, and the acceptance of verification and monitoring by the IAEA.
North Korea expelled United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors in 2002. Hill said he hoped that the initial steps would be implemented in about 2 months. It's not clear yet whether Pyongyang will agree to the other five countries' proposals. North Korean negotiator Kim said he was reserving judgment on the talks' outcome. "As for my outlook on the talks," he said, "I'm neither optimistic nor pessimistic, as there are still many points of contention to be resolved." All sides seem to agree that after 3 years of starting and stopping, the credibility of the six-party process is on the line. The current round of talks is expected to last into the weekend. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.